Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanaya, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us today. So on today's show, we are going to talk about Wayne Memorial Hospice Care Service, and it's also Hospice Awareness Month. These ladies that are here today, I will say it now and I will probably say it a couple of times, are truly amazing people. I've had them in my life when I needed them for my mom. And so they are very near and dear to my heart. And I have Charlene, Karen, Casey, Margaret, and Desiree joining us this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
Good.
On this cool, chilly morning, right, in November. We're getting there in our colder months. So, Charlene, could you tell our audience a little bit about you and how long you've been with hospice? And we're going to start about, you're going to talk about, like, who can receive hospice care.
I'm Charlene. I'm a case manager here at Wayne Memorial. I've been a hospice nurse for 20 years, and I don't want to admit how long I've been a nurse, so we won't talk about that. But I've been at Wayne Memorial, I think, about 12 years. And so hospice, what is hospice? So hospice is
who
can receive it, mm-hmm. are people with end stage of their disease, whether it be cancer, COPD, cardiac, ALS, Alzheimer's disease. If you are told by a doctor that your heart is having poor function or your disease is progressing and you're at the end stage of your disease, maybe hospice would be the way for you to go. Hospice, you are no longer receiving aggressive care. You've decided that, you know what, I just want to be made comfortable. I don't want to go to the doctor all the time. I don't want to go to all these appointments and testing and all those kind of things. I just want to be made comfortable.
Right. So, and I think it's important for our listeners to understand that. And also, if they're told that, where they can go. So Karen, like, what is hospice when we talk about it overall?
So hospice is a program that's developed to help people that are at the end of their life meet their goals. Most people want to stop the frequent visits to the, as Charlene had mentioned, stop the frequent visits to the doctor's office, emergency rooms, no more aggressive care. Sometimes the care for disease creates more symptoms than the disease process itself. So what our focus is to give our patients the best quality of life for however long it may be. With their goals driving their plan of care. We have an interdisciplinary team that consists of the RN case managers, we have social services, we have nurse aides, spiritual support, and Desiree's our administrator. She oversees helps direct all of our care for our patients that are, again, driven towards their plan of care. Dr. James Cruz is our medical director, and he guides us through all of any issues that we may have with our patients, and he's available to us 24 hours a day, which makes providing the care in the home, much easier for the patients and the family.
Right, and like when someone does enroll in hospice, you sit down with the families, you sit down with the patient if they're able to make those own decisions for themselves as well, correct?
Absolutely, we usually set up a meeting, mm-hmm. With the patients, the family, sometimes it's not family, sometimes it's a dear friend, it's whomever they want there, and they all express their wishes, what their goals are, most often they want to remain in their home, mm-hmm. Which we work very hard at meeting their goals.
Right, right. But there is an option, too, that if someone couldn't be in their home for whatever reason, do you also provide care, like, in the hospital or in assisted livings or nursing homes
Yes.
as well?
Yes, we do. We do have different levels of care. If a patient has symptoms that can't be managed for some reason, whether it be long-term or short-term, we can do what we call a general inpatient. Mm-hmm. Where we can have 24-hour skilled providers to manage their symptoms. We also have patients in assisted living, as you mentioned, skilled nursing facilities. We do offer those mm-hmm. services as well.
Right. Thank you so much. And so, Desiree, I think sometimes the biggest question is hospice covered by insurance?
Yes, hospice is covered by insurance.
Medicare and most of the Medicaid programs will cover hospice at 100%. With no copays to the family. Some hospices do charge a small copay for medications, but we here at Wayne Memorial do not. We waive that copay. Some private insurance companies do charge a copay for hospice services, and that's strictly up to what your individual insurances would provide. So you may have like a 20% copay for your hospice services. But we try to work with that. The hospital also has a charity care program for patients that may not have hospice coverage under their insurance, as long as, you know, you meet the income guidelines for that program. That is a supplemental service that the hospital offers.
Mm-hmm. So when someone, you know, may look at hospice care, do they need a referral from a physician, or does it come from a social worker, or how does that work?
So families absolutely can call and inquire about hospice services on their own, but we do need an order from their physician stating that the patient has a life expectancy of 6 months or less in order to initiate those services. And most of our community providers are very good and knowledgeable about that process, and it's, you know, relatively easy. They'll fax an order over to the office and we can call and set up an appointment with the family to come out and discuss hospice and evaluate the patient for appropriateness.
Right. Thank you so much. And so, you know, Karen, you mentioned that team approach, you know, nurses, doctors, social work. But under that nursing care, we have Margaret here, who is a CNA, so Certified Nurse's Aide, correct?
Yes.
So what is something, you know, what do you provide to the family, to the patient, when you go into that home?
Well, I try to provide comfort, care, emotional support, good skin care, nourishment, treat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
you also help, just, like, with bathing and, you know, daily living activities, maybe, to make that individual comfortable, correct?
Yeah. Right. We do. And socialization, mm-hmm. you know, we all support that. Right. So that's... We're a good team. We work well together, very well together.
You guys are. Like, it is truly, you truly have an amazing team here at Wayne Memorial Hospice. So thank you so much, Margaret, for sharing that. And so we have Casey. Good morning.
Good morning.
And can you just share a little bit, because, you know, hospice is a program that we are talking about individuals who are terminal. They will, you know, eventually pass away. But there is ways that we can honor those individuals, right, and put them in our memories. Can you talk a little bit about the program that's coming up called Love Lights?
Yes. So Love Lights is kind of near and dear to my heart. I've done it since I was little with my grandma. It's an annual holiday tradition here at the hospital where they honor the loved ones that have passed. You have the option to order a light to kind of honor your family member. The auxiliary hosts an event that has music, refreshments, and a blessing for the people that are honored on that tree. You can go to, like, the gift shop in the paper or our website to get that coupon to get the light to honor your family member.
Right.
It's just a nice holiday tradition to do for your family member that has passed.
Right. And I know that's coming up on Monday, December 2nd. And it is. It's a beautiful night. It's 6 o'clock. It's right out in front of the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's dark, and then all of a sudden they light up the trees with the lights that, you know, you have your family member that's remembered or, you know, or honored. So thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. Joyce Malke is involved in that, right?
Yes.
Her number is 570-253-8737. And I know, again, we talk about the team approach, and volunteers are very important, correct, ladies?
Absolutely.
And they're part of the team, and I know that, you know, individuals have time to give it. And sometimes people think about it, they're like, what do I want to do? And those special people out there want to give back, and they can be a hospice volunteer and go into those homes, correct? Mm-hmm. And how does, you know, Charlene, the number of visits and who goes in, is that evaluated each time you, you know, enroll a patient into the hospice program?
Yes. Again, as we've talked about, it's a plan of care that the patient wants. So if the patient wants to have a visit once a week, that's fine. If they're going, out somewhere and they don't want to be home, we can juggle it around so that we can meet their needs. It's all about what patient-driven plan of care. So what's best for the patient, the volunteers going into, do they need the volunteers while their spouse is going out and they don't want to be alone? We go there so that we can help the family as a whole between our volunteers, our nurses' aides, to be able to be successful in their quality of life.
And Karen, is part of this management too, is like, you know, I had a little bit of experience when my mom was in hospice with all of you, and I felt that it gave me some relief knowing that I didn't always have to take my mom to the hospital where, again, it's a great resource. I work at Wayne Memorial Hospital, mm-hmm. that if they needed care, I would bring them to the hospital. But to guide that family when it was really necessary or not, but gave me comfort knowing what steps to expect, you know, pain management for one. You know, if my mom did have a UTI, it was still okay that you gave her antibiotics, right? So there, it's not that all that care is taken away. It's really you evaluate the whole situation. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And I think one of the things that we really specialize in is the fact that we're, depending on the disease process, which of course there's many, we can kind of predict what may be coming down the road. So we put a lot of preventative measures in place. And yes, we do treat them for urinary tract infections. If they have developed a bronchitis, you know, it's not like we don't treat. It's all right. About comfort. So no right. matter what it takes to make them comfortable, that's what we do.
Right.
You know, even some sort of procedures, sometimes people have to have fluid drained from their abdomen for comfort for their breathing. Those are things that we still do.
Okay.
It's all about comfort.
Right.
And with the holidays coming up, I wanted to mention that our patients do have the option of, you know, a lot of them have family that live out of town and they can go to, we could transfer their services to an area out of our local area mm-hmm. to be covered by a different hospice agency so they can spend time with family members away during the holidays. We have a covering hospice in that area on standby if they have issues.
Wow, I never knew that. Yeah. And I think that's really great for individuals to know. So Desiree, can you share with our listeners today, if they had questions, can they give you a call and what the number would be?
Absolutely. You're welcome to call anytime. And our phone number here at the office is 570-253-8431.
Okay, great. And again, you know, I think, you know, what we talked about today answered a lot of questions for our community. And I think it's really important to know that Wayne Memorial Hospital has a very active hospice program, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? And that like, again, I can't stress how much the service that you provide is so comforting to families, to patients, you know, to friends of family as well. It doesn't have to be a blood relative that you can help out. For example, it could be a friend of a friend that may be looking for this care for their loved ones. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, again, thank you so much. Any last words or anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today? No,
I don't think so. I always look at us as being the hometown hospice because we right. all live and work in our community that we've grown up in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have a little bit of an extra special bond with our community because we're all
right,
you know, live around here and right. some of us have been raised here.
Right. And it's not unusual to, again, provide that service to a neighbor or a coworker's family like you've done for me. Again, I don't want to cry because you guys are awesome, really, like the amount of knowledge and care. And again, you know, and I just want to mention too is when that loved one passes, that team approach continues on. You know, our social work department, you know, follows up and, you know, they have their volunteers who call those family members to make sure that they are really, you know, that they don't have questions or they may need support continuing on. So again, ladies, thank you so much for being on the show today. Again, this is Carol Knier. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.